圣经人物。李定武牧师主讲第一讲，一人约瑟，一个为人父者的榜样。今天的经文记载在新约马太福音第一章18-25节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的侍者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主侍者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。经文读毕。
今天是父亲节，所以我们的主题是针对了在圣经里面有一个做父亲的。
But today we're going to talk about a father in the Bible because of the theme for today is Father's Day.
请我们打开马太福音第一章第18-25节。
Let's open our Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1 verses 18-25.
这边讲到一个义人约瑟。
Here they talked about a righteous person by the name of Joseph.
一个为人父者的榜样。
He was a model to fathers.
约瑟这位年轻人。
At the time, he was still a young man.
那竟然会在世界上成为神所选定的作为耶稣的养父。
Now, how come God picked him to be the foster parent to Jesus?
那约瑟一定有一些独特的一些特色。
So he must have...had in his possession some unique characteristics.
他是不是具有一些特殊的品格，可以使他成为基督徒们父亲的榜样呢？
What was so special about his character that made him a model to all fathers?
在这二十一世纪的时候，那世局的经济的很大的变动。
Here in the 21st century, a lot has changed in the social economic life.
为人父的角色已经变得模糊不清了。
The role of a father has become very confusing.
父亲不再是家里面收入或者供给的唯一的一个人了。
The father is no longer the sole breadwinner for the family.
而且父母亲的角色好像也互相调换掉了。
There has been sometimes a role reversal between father and mother.
甚至于传统的观念里面，父亲是一家子为主的这个观念呢，也已经模糊了。
And this traditional concept that father is the head of the household is no longer being followed.
今天的社会能够供给我们什么是一个做父亲的一个模式呢？
Can today's society give us a model for being fathers?
也许我们可以从圣经上面，从约瑟这个人的身上，能看到一些榜样跟一些模式。
But if we go back to the Bible, we probably find an example in the person of Joseph.
首先我们看到圣经讲到约瑟的时候，讲他是一个义人。
Now, first of all, when the Bible talks about Joseph, it mentions that he is a righteous person.
今天我们来看一下约瑟的义，约瑟的公义怎么样成为你跟我做父亲的榜样。
And now we want to take a look at how his righteousness served him so well and made him an example to us.
我们来看约瑟的公义的时候，我们可以从两个角度来看。
Let's look at his righteousness from two different aspects.
第一个，我们看约瑟怎么对神；第二个，我们看约瑟怎么对人。
First, it was his relationship towards God, and then it was his relationship towards man.
圣经让我们看到约瑟的义至少有三个特点。
There are at least three different characteristics of his righteousness.
第一点，我们看到约瑟很单纯的，他顺服了神的话。
The first aspect of his righteousness consists in his simple obedience of God's commands.
第二方面，我们看约瑟很沉默的行出了神的旨意。
And the second aspect is in how he followed God's command in a very quiet way.
第三方面，我们看到约瑟他很敏锐的顾及到其他人的尊严。
And the third aspect of righteousness is in his sensitivity to other people's dignity.
那我们先看约瑟的第一个特点。
Now let's look at the first aspect of righteousness.
约瑟单纯的顺服神的话语。
He very simply followed God's command.
在马太福音第一章十八节到第十九节里面这样说。
Here in verse 18 and 19 of Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1.
玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，想要暗暗的把她休了。
It says here, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, and because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man,It did not want to expose her to public disgrace, yet it minded to divorce her quietly.
圣经说约瑟是个义人。
The Bible says that Joseph was a righteous person.
什么是义？对犹太人来讲，义的定义是什么？
What is the definition of righteousness to the Jews?
对犹太人来讲，义就是热心的遵守神的律法。
To the Jewish people,Righteousness consists in zealously following God's law.
这个义是在福音书里面，特别是马太福音书里面常常用到的一个字。
This word righteousness used quite a lot in especially the book of Matthew.
这边在马太福音里面讲到这义的时候，是指单纯的顺服神的话。
And here, when the book Matthew talks about righteousness, they're referring to the simple obedience to God's command.
我们看到义人，我们看到这里的圣经的里面讲到约瑟面对了很大的人生的一个难题。
Here, you can tell that Joseph was faced with a very difficult problem in his life.
今天你跟我遇到这种情况的话，也是我们人生的一个难题。
Now, today you and I were confronted with a problem like this, that would have been a big deal for us too.
玛利亚已经准备许配给约瑟了。
Mary had already been pledged to Joseph as his wife.
但是还没有迎娶，但是却怀了孕。
And he hadn't even had the wedding yet, but she was already with child.
约瑟应当怎么样来处理这个人生的难题呢？
Now how did Joseph choose to deal with this problem?
一个人的品格是常常我们看到他处理困难的环境的时候，他的反应是什么样？
And you're not going to be able to tell what kind of character a person has until he's faced with this kind of difficulty.
约瑟怎么样处理这个难题？
And how did he deal with this?
我们看到第一个方面，我们看到约瑟这个义人的方法呢，他处理的方法被神所超越了。
And first of all, we see that the way he had originally wanted to deal with it had been superseded by God's command.
我们看到约瑟是个热心遵守神法律的一个人。
Now he was a Jew that very zealously followed God's law.
对约瑟来讲，不可能的一个不是处女而且又怀了孕的一个未婚妻，他能够把她迎娶过来。
There was no way that a law-abiding Jew like him was going to take home as wife a woman who is already not a virgin and is already with child.
约瑟一定是个遵守摩西律法的人。
He's a strict follower of Moses' law.
摩西的律法讲到，如果订了婚的话，就已经是属于他的未婚夫了。
In Moses' law, if you're engaged, you already belong to your fiancé.
那摩西的律法又讲到。
In Moses' law, it also says,
如果他不忠贞的话呢，他就等于是奸淫。
If you had the been with someone else that it's equivalent to committing adultery for a wife.
因此必须要受审判。
So he had to be punished.
送到法庭里面去。
He had to be taken to a court of law.
当审判出来，他释放奸淫的话，他就要用石头给打死。
And if you were found to have committed adultery, you would be stoned to death.
这是当时的律法。
And that was the law at the time. That was the law according to Moses.
那约瑟的方法是什么呢？
And what was Joseph's method?
一个遵守律法的人该怎么做呢？
He was a strict follower of the law. So what was he going to do?
圣经讲他想暗暗地把他休了。
In the Bible it says here, he wanted to divorce her in a very quiet way.
暗暗地把他休了，就等于是要在庭外来解决这个问题。
This is equivalent to today's out of court settlement.
这是我想约瑟考虑的又考虑的一个方法。
So he considered this and he considered this and this is the way that he came up with.
他是一个义人，但是他又不愿意明明的羞辱或者是伤害玛利亚。
He was a righteous person, but on the other hand, he did not want to humiliate or hurt Mary in a public way.
所以他准备这样去做了。
So now he's getting ready to divorce her quietly.
就是将他要开始做的时候，神插手进去。
This is when God got involved.
神的方法显示出来了。
God's way was revealed.
不但显示出来，神的方法将超越过这个义人的方法。
And here we can see that God's way truly surpasses the way of this righteous person.
马太福音一章二十节这样讲。
Verse 20 of chapter 1.
那一章二十节的希腊文也许比原我们这边中文翻得好。
And the original Greek was somewhat different from translation.
如果我这样翻的话，应当这样翻：正试验这时的时候，瞧着，有主的使者在梦中向他显现，多了一个瞧着，看。
Properly translated, this should read like this: Just as he was considering this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And so here we in the translation we skip the word behold.
在英文的 King James Version 跟 RSV Version 都有这个字，就是看着或者瞧着，就是 behold.
In the older translations other than this NIV, in King James Version you do have this word behold.
这表示神显示的这个方法是约瑟从来没有想到的一个方法，使约瑟惊讶。
And what does this word behold means is that Joseph had never expected God to get involved in this way, and so this was indicative of his amazement.
神果真开始做他的工作了。
As you can see, God really got involved and started working things his way.
神借着梦跟约瑟讲话。
Through a dream, through the medium of a dream, God was speaking to Joseph.
让约瑟知道跟说玛利亚所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，从圣灵来的。
And the Holy Spirit, God told Joseph that the child that Mary was with was from the Holy Spirit.
我特别愿意跟我们中间的弟兄姐妹讲，这边有几个字是从圣灵来的，有从什么来这几个字。
And I want to emphasize that this is from the Holy Spirit.
你如果看约书的家谱里面的话，这句话从什么生，从什么来，一共出现了七次之中。
If you read Jesus' genealogy, this word from appeared seven times.
也就是说，在第一章里面这几个字从什么生出现了七次。
In chapter one, this word from somebody was born. The word from appeared seven times.
每一次从什么生的时候都使人惊讶。
Every time this word is used, this resulted in man's amazement.
每一次讲到从什么生的时候都是人所不能想象到的，都是说瞧着看神的方法进来。
Every single time we talk about, you know, someone being born from someone else, and this was always expressed with a degree of amazement because people never expected this.
让我们看看主耶稣的家谱里面，在马太福音有四次里面，一开始的时候是从什么生，从什么生，从什么，第三节、第五节有两次，第六节。
Okay, let's look at chapter one, from verse 1, here we talk about the genealogy of Jesus.
第三节里面讲到他妈从他妈生。
And here in in verse 3, it talks about Judah the father of Perez and Zamar, whose mother was Tamar.
然后第五节我们看到两次，一次讲到从哈和生，从路得生。
In verse 5, we're talking about Salmon, the father of Boaz, was born from Rahab.
Okay. 然后从路得生，这些都是外邦的女子。
And the and Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles. They were not the Jews.
然后从第六节，我们看到是从乌利亚的妻子生。
And in verse 6, they talk about the mother of Solomon was Uriah. Okay.
这些对当事人来讲没有办法理解的弥赛亚是从外邦的女子而生的后裔。
In those days, the Jews simply could not understand that Messiah was born of a Gentile mother.
神的方法超过了人的方法，讲得巧着吧。The
God's way is higher than our way.
不单有耶稣家谱里面四个是从外邦的女子生的。
Not only do we talk about Gentile mothers, like four different Gentile mothers in this chapter 1 of Gospel according to Matthew.
然后我们看到第16节的时候讲到玛利亚的时候，也是从玛利亚而生。
In verse 16, we talk about that Jesus was born from the Jesus' mother was Mary.
然后从18节、20节讲到从圣灵生，从圣灵生。
In verse 18 and 19 and 20, we talk about his pregnancy being from the Holy Spirit.
七次在第一章里面，我们看到，特别从原文里面容易看是一个字，ek，ek，ek，从什么生，从什么生，从什么生，讲到神的方法进入到人的历史里面。
Right, and in chapter 7, this Greek word ek.
Chapter 1, seven times
this Greek word ek was used, and it indicates someone being born from someone else.
是神的工作。
And it was all God's work.
耶稣对这个第一个家庭的产生，他有重要的角色。
Joseph played an important role in
the first family.
Right.
我们看到第一方面的神选耶稣。 是因为约瑟是大卫的后裔。
First, we see that the reason why God picked Joseph was because he was an heir to David.
我们看到一章二十节里面，天使对约瑟的称呼就是大卫的后裔。
In verse 20, the angel of the Lord refers to Joseph as son of David.
耶稣这个弥赛亚必须生出来，是从大卫的后裔生出来。
Jesus the Messiah has to be born of the house of David.
因此，约瑟被选作耶稣的养父，因为他是大卫的后裔。
That is why Joseph was picked to be Jesus' father in this world because he was a son of David.
所以，身为玛利亚的丈夫的这个约瑟，从人的角度来看的话，
So this Joseph, who was the husband to Mary,
他必须成为耶稣的父亲。
He had to become father to Jesus.
耶稣才能够成为大卫的后裔。
That's the only way that a Messiah could be born is for Joseph to come from the house of David, and that's the only way how Jesus is going to be also come from the house of David. This was not Joseph's work.
完全100%是全权是神的作为。
This is 100% God's work.
第二个原因要成为耶稣的父亲。The second
aspect I want to talk about why Joseph had to be picked as Jesus' foster parent.
玛利亚与婴孩耶稣，这两者都需要有一个发言人。The
woman Mary and the baby Jesus, both of them needed a spokesperson.
不但需要一个发言人，也需要一个保护者。
They also needed a protector.
耶稣是唯一可以代替玛利亚而回答所有对这个这一对这个家庭发生的任何的问题，他的回答的。
And Joseph was the only legitimate spokesperson for all of the affairs of this family.
他必须站在耶稣的父亲的那个角色出来，保护耶稣跟玛利亚。
He had to come out and then protect Mary in Jesus as Jesus' father.
你看到没有，自从耶稣出现在世上的那一瞬间，一开始，
the moment Jesus was born into this world,
就是这世界上的所有的义人重新思想什么才是义。
The moment he appeared in this world, it prompted all of the so-called righteous people in this world to reevaluate what it was that constitutes righteousness.
什么是真正的义？
What is true righteousness?
不是呆板着来顺从神的律法。
Righteousness does not come from rigidly following God's law,
而是单纯的顺服神的引,
but a simple obedience to God's command.
这才是真正的义。
And that is the true righteousness.
而约瑟的方法被神的方法所超越。
In Joseph's original way was superseded or surpassed by God's way.
那另外一个角度，我们看到约瑟顺服地成就了神的工作。
And secondly, we want to look at how his obedience accomplished God's work.
我们看到神有他的方法。
We see that God has his way.
接着梦中，神给约瑟了三个动词，三个命令。
He introduced three verbs in his dream to Joseph.
我们看到24节、25节这边。
Okay, let's look at verses 24 and 25.
第一个动词讲不要怕。 第二个动词讲到只管取，第三个动词讲到要给他起名叫耶稣。
Alright, here there's three different actions defined. First, the angel talked about do not be afraid. Then the angel talked about take Mary home as your wife. Then the third is to name the boy Jesus.
我们看到同样的这三个动词在第一章24节、25节，耶稣通通都遵行了。
And he followed these three commands to the letter in verses
24 and 25.
So 24 and 25, you can see that, okay, first he woke up, then he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary home. And then he named Jesus. His son Jesus. His simple obedience led to the accomplishment of God's work.
We see that the first family
now was born after the fall of Adam and Eve.
我们看到约瑟执行神的旨意是立即的去实行。
The way he carried out God's command was instantaneous.
今天你跟我做父亲的，我们要学约瑟。
As fathers, today as fathers, we must follow Joseph's example.
而不是顺从那些律法，而是单纯的顺从神的旨意。
It's not just in following the law, but we need to follow God's command.
神常常要在你跟我的身上要超越过我们的方法，让他的方法能够行出来。
A lot of times we may have a certain way by ourselves, but God wants to surpass our way and to have us follow His will.
你跟我必须要敏锐的、单纯的知道神的话语的。
And very simply, and we needed to be very sensitive to what God's commands are.
我们肯顺服的、单纯的把自己的意思放下来，让神的旨意行在我们的身上。
If we could lay aside our own will and our own way, and so that the God's way can be fulfilled in us.
如果这样的话，你的家庭就能够成为一个祝福的家庭。
And that's the only way your family and your household will become blessed by God.
这是你跟我做父亲的可以从约瑟身上所学到的。
And this is what we can learn from Joseph in terms of how to be a good father.
单纯的顺服神的话语。
The simple obedience to God's command.